Welcome everybody to the day after Christmas. Yes, the carnage is done. Everybody's torn open their presents. And now we enter the post-holiday malaise. It's what I call it, the post-holiday malaise. Usually this time of year, I become very depressed after Christmas, but this year I'm not so bad. Because I didn't really get too much into the Christmas spirit this year for some reason. I don't know why. Brad and I pretty much avoided the malls, and we did all of our shopping online, so maybe that's probably why, and it was very low stress, and just, I don't know, maybe, I think it was probably because we were concentrating on other things, you know, the condo and all, but that's probably why. For those of you that don't know what the hell you're listening to, this is Adam, and this is the Krebs Cast. This is the audio version of my blog, thekrebscycle.blogspot.com. If you don't know what the hell you're listening to, I applaud you for stumbling onto this, because it probably took a lot of effort for you to do so. But anyway, I hope that you stay and listen. I know I have at least one listener every time I do this, and it's George W. Bush. He likes to listen to me. He really does, because I'm a heretic and everything. So anyway, but I know at least he's listening, and I know some other people might be listening, but you can never be quite certain. So happy day after Christmas, everybody. I posted on my blog all the gifts I got, and again, let me just say that every year Brad and I, we usually alternate. Last year we went to New York City to spend Christmas with my family and my brother and his partner at his house, which was very nice, very elegant, great. And this year we stayed here in Texas because his parents live not too far away from us, and his sister lives here too. So we spent Christmas Eve with his family, and it was nice. His mom, you know, she cooked a turkey and a ham and everything. And his family, I don't know if this was always this way. I think he said that it was. They open presents on Christmas Eve, and the first time I spent Christmas with them, I thought it was just so weird, because my mom and my parents were just very strict about opening presents on Christmas Day. My mom said to me, you know, crazy things like, if you open your present early, it's gonna turn into coal or something. I don't know. But I remember one year they did put coal in my brother's Christmas stocking, whatever you call them. Yeah, he got coal in his stocking and didn't get anything else. I don't know what the origin of that was, but you know, whatever. Who cares? It's long gone now. But yeah, I got lots of cool things from Brad's parents and my parents. They just opted for the Banana Republic gift card method, which is fine. But my parents really, I don't feel like they need to give me any Christmas gifts ever, because whenever they come to visit, they usually buy us some kind of kitchen tool or take us out, buy us like a gajillion dollars worth of groceries, and they come and they cook and they, you know, they leave, and it's really nice. So I really don't care, honestly. But Brad's parents usually go overboard. It was really nice of them, though. They got a little too much. And so that was fun. We spent Christmas Eve over there. And it was weird because we had turkey and ham. And I miss the traditions that my family used to have on Christmas Eve. I wrote a post about that, Christmas ghosts. And, you know, being Italian, Southern Italian specifically, Sicilian, we did the seven fishes for Christmas Eve, which is it's an Italian tradition, and some Italians don't know it. Specifically, Northern Italians, they it's completely alien to them. But anyway, for Southern Italians and Sicilians especially, you have seven different kinds of fish on Christmas Eve, representing either the seven sacraments or the seven hills of Rome. I don't know which one it is. I like the seven hills of Rome, but anyway, you know, and my parents did that this year, and it. At their house in Arizona, they had some people over, my brother and his sister, and my brother and his wife were over there with their kids and some other friends of my dad, but I missed that, and it's never been quite the same since we left New York, because it wasn't really the food, I guess, it was just the gathering of the family. Everybody came over to my parents' house on Christmas Eve, probably for the food. No, my family never fought or anything, but it was just, I just missed that. And it's, as a child, you never think that it's ever going to be any different, you know, but as an adult, I guess it's kind of sobering to realize that people move on and, you know, they get their own families and stuff like that. It was just kind of, it's kind of sad, you know, but I got over it. So then Christmas Day, Brad and I, we woke up and we opened, we didn't give each other a lot of gifts, like I said in my blog. We just like kind of went through our Christmas stockings. I just got Brad like a lot of chocolates and everything, and he did the same for me, like candy. And oh, my brother and his partner sent us part of their gift. They're sending more. First of all, my brother is like this phenomenal cook, and he sent us these like delicious cookies. And then every year he sends us something from Jacques Torres's chocolate shop in Brooklyn, and he sent us these really great chocolate covered peanuts and peanut brittle. It was so good. We've been eating those way too much. But anyway, that's what we got from the fam. My sister gave me the Harry Potter book, but I need to exchange that for something else because Brad's mom got me the Harry Potter book. So I'm going to probably get something else with that, or definitely get something else, but probably another book. And that's it. And then later in the day, we went over to Brad's sister's house. And this was something I was really nervous about because in the 2.5 years that Brad and I have lived here, his sister has never once invited us over to her house. And Brad and I thought this was a little bit strange. And we didn't know if it had anything to do with the fact that, you know, his sister is very religious and so is his family, her family. And his family isn't, though. This was something that she kind of found on her own and she just started doing on her own. And they go to a Baptist church and, you know, and then one time when Brad went out to lunch with her, she gave him a Bible and everything. So my cat just keeps getting in the way and I have to like throw him down on the floor. So if you heard a thud, that's what that was. Also, they're doing something in the building here today. I don't know what the hell is going on, but it sounds, I can't tell. Sometimes it comes from above and below and it sounds like there's large animals stomping on the ground, like Jurassic Park style or something. I don't know what's going on in this building. It's very strange. But anyway, Brad's sister has nothing to do with very large animals, but there's that noise. Did you hear it? It's like a rumble. Anyway, Brad's sister was very religious, and we had never been invited over to her house, and it was actually kind of a bone of contention with Brad because he thought it was really strange that we had never been invited over to her house. We had done things with his sister and her family, but only at Brad's parents' house. She never actually invited us over to her house, except for this time. So she invited us over, and her husband's family was going to be there. And I was really nervous meeting his family. He doesn't come from a religious family either, but they all live in Texas. Some of his family lives in Mejia, and his parents, Brad's sister's husband, Kyle is his name, his parents live in Waco. And, you know, Waco is where Baylor University is, and, you know, you have these thoughts in your head. People that come from Waco are going to be these crazy Baptist religious people, and you know they're going to find out that you're gay and they're going to put a noose around your neck and have themselves a nice old-fashioned Christmas lynching. But that couldn't have been further from the truth, honestly. His family is they're really great, specifically his parents. I had such a delightful time speaking with his parents, and they made the evening so pleasant. His parents they're older, you know, but they moved around a lot in the country for his dad's job, and his dad worked a lot in technology. He worked for Honeywell and stuff, and so they lived in New Jersey, and he worked in Manhattan, and they lived in Illinois and California, all these different places. And it was really fascinating to speak with him because he had all these terrific stories, and, you know, I love listening to the stories that he had to tell and everything. And, you know, the brothers were, you know, Kyle and his brothers were just like, oh, you know, just tell them to be quiet, whatever. And I was like, no, I want to hear them. And his mom was just really super sweet, and she gave us a hug. She said, Merry Christmas. They were just great people, and they really put me at ease. And it just turned out to be a really, really nice time. And I thought Brad's sister was being very, like, I mean, she's never rude, but I felt very, very comfortable with her. Sometimes I feel that maybe she's putting on a facade of some kind, but I felt on Christmas Eve, because we spent Christmas Eve with her also, that she was being very, very genuine. And it was the first time that I felt very, very comfortable around his sister. Brad's parents are great. Like, they're never ever any kind of like weird feelings there or anything. So it's always a good time with them. But we had a good time. Kyle, Brad's sister's husband, he cooked all these steaks and everything, and his sister made like baked potato casserole. We had like a real down home Texas Christmas. Anyway, so it was a lot of fun, and then we came home. We just kind of like lounged around and did nothing, you know. But I am really looking forward to cracking open that Martha Stewart cookbook. I cannot tell you how excited I am that I got that for Christmas. It's the Martha Stewart handbook for baking, for those of you that didn't read my previous blog post. It looks so much fun. And I think the first thing that I'm going to make is a recipe for pignoli cookies. And for those of you that don't know what pignolis are, it's Italian for pine nut. And I had wanted to make them like a couple of months ago or something like that. And I've got the ingredients for it. You need almond paste for it. And I've been dying to make them. So I think that's going to be my first thing that I make from the Martha Stewart hand baking handbook. It's such an awesome book. And I know a lot of people hate her, but I love her. And I don't know why people hate her, honestly, because to me, she just wants things to be beautiful and nice and perfect and just, you know, she just wants things to be beautiful. And, you know, a lot of, I talk about this with Brad sometimes, and he says, oh, you know, well, our society's become so much more casual. People don't dress up for work. They don't, you know, they go out in jeans and t-shirt to the theater, all this stuff. And I don't know, that's a good thing, because the casualness is democratizing. It makes everybody equal, which is nice. It really just eliminates that whole classist system. But sometimes I think that maybe we need to be a little bit more formal in our day to day, and that we've become a little too informal, to the point where I just feel that when somebody wants something to be beautiful or pretty, or they want to have something that's maybe a little bit more sophisticated, they're accused of being a snob. And I just don't see how that's fair, really. And I don't know. That's why I like Martha Stewart, and I'm always kind of defending her. But it's interesting to think about that, how we've become so casual and everything. But at the same time, when I think about that, I can't help but think that we've become more uptight, really. Like, we've become casual, but we've become more uptight. And I think it's because, I think a lot of it has to do with the emergence of this evangelical Christianity that is just, in my opinion, I think it's just sweeping the nation, where we've become really just more uptight about stupid things, about just personal things like religion and how you lead one's lives. But when it comes to things like hosting a dinner or even disciplining your children, we've become so hands-off about the things I think that really matter. But anyway, why am I spouting off about this bullshit? But it's the day after Christmas. I should be just comatose and rolling around in chocolates or something. I don't know. But anyway, I hope you all had a very Merry Christmas and you got everything that you wanted, and I hope you all had good times with your families, and I will probably do another podcast before the new year, something, I don't know, I'll try to think of something special, but if I don't hold it against me. So that's it, and I will be talking to you probably sometime next week, and that's it. Take care. Goodbye.